Hi, my name is Crystal Denise Clark. My AMA number is 435064. I'm in WHV, the Valley of Death. We need help. It's so much going on, but I'm going to talk about little things. They are not, I've been waiting to get the right care. They are freezing us to death. The heat, they got turned off. They got heat in here. They won't turn it on. They acting like it's turned on. They freezing us. They got fans blowing in the bathroom to try to calm the mold down so it won't bring out the mold. This stuff is killing us. It's making us sick. Like, this is, we shouldn't have to live like this. We're shaking in our beds, trying to stay warm, trying to just, you know, this is wrong what they are doing. I've been waiting on them to help me. They know I'm allergic to the mold. My body is not healing. They don't care. They're not doing anything about it. They making it like they taking me out on appointments and trying to act like they doing something. This is a cover-up, which they send me out for the right things that you know that's wrong. You know the mold is affecting me. So when you send me out, why are you not telling the people what I'm living in and what's causing it? So they're trying to make it like it's everything else and acting like they doing something. So it looks like, oh, yeah, we sent her out. We taking tests. No, they testing me for bull crap, the wrong stuff, because they know they don't want to tell the people about the mold. They is keeping this a secret, and it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It really is. Like, this is wrong. They messing with my mail. I got a letter from the people from New York radio station, said they listen to y'all all the time. I sent a mail over a month ago. Turn around. I've been worried, like, why ain't my mail? I get two mails back. They copy of my original mail and gave me copies of my medical papers, acting like I didn't have enough post-its. If I didn't have enough post-its, why you didn't send it back to the unit where I am, study opening my mail? They are playing games. Now I know my mail is not going out. The J-Pay message, this is just sick what they're doing. We need some powerful people that care and willing to help. We need y'all to support the radio station. This is how our stories get out, our voices get heard. We need y'all to support them, help them, like, donations to them so we can keep on calling. We need support, and I know they need support. I know it's hard for them too, but we thank God for what they are doing for us. So we need y'all that's listening to continue on supporting them. Please, we need help. This is not right. The government, you are very aware of it. It is so hard, but you got daughters and you got kids that you know what's going on. I write you all the time. I send you all my medical records. I send you pictures and everything. And you did not get to do anything about this. And you know what's going on. This is so wrong. Like, I don't see how you can, oh my God, this is wrong. Like, they all aware of it. This is a cover of what they doing. I'm telling y'all, this everybody else can get hearing aids. They won't give me my hearing aids. The warden, the higher up, telling them I got to do more tests. How many tests is going to take? Every time a doctor says something's wrong, they won't send me back to that doctor. They'll send me to a whole nother doctor that side with them and do what they want them to do to just cover up my help, y'all. I'm tired. Enough is enough. I'm tired. I'm so tired of this. And I know I'm just tired calling y'all and telling y'all. I wish I could call and tell y'all that they're doing something, but I just want to tell y'all this is, it's just unstoppable what they are doing to me. It's just so heartbreaking. We need some help. Please help us. And I just want to just tell y'all, ain't nothing changing. Ain't nothing getting better. They not doing anything. Anything. It's just covering up things. That's exactly what they doing.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.